Ephesians chapter 14. That was a wonderful song. Thank you. All of us could come into the reality, or we're in the reality of that very song right now, the words of that song. We could give a benediction and go home.
若是我们每一个人都能够进入到那首诗歌的时机的话，我们就能够回家了。But
as Steve mentioned, saying those words, reading those words, buried in Christ, and having that be a reality can often be a very difficult thing to do.
就像Steve弟兄刚刚说的，要能够不仅是唱那首诗歌，要来经历那个诗歌的实际，要能够结出成圣的果子的话，并不是一件容易的事情。
14th verse of Ephesians 2.
以弗所书第二章14节。
For he himself, Christ, is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。That's
that one word further word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。Father,
again this morning, as we open your word, reminded that you are spirit.
天父，我们今天早上打开你的话语的时候，我们想到你是灵。And
for your speaking, we do need your spirit.
为了要听到你，让你说话，我们必须要有你的灵。So
this morning, by faith, we stand in your in you for that speaking this morning.
今天早上借着信，我们站在你的里面来说话。
We stand in you, Lord, by faith this morning for the hearing.
主，我们借着信站在你的里面来听话。
We ask this morning that you would save us from additional learning and teaching.
主，今天早上救我们脱离更多的学习和知识。
Save us from things, Lord, of doctrines that only pop up.
拯救我们脱离学习到道理。
But our prayer is that we might come into the reality of your Son so that we can give back worship to Him.
我们求你让我们能够进入你儿子的实际里，好叫我们能够将感谢赞美归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
靠主耶稣的名祷告，Amen.
Question this morning, and I think it's a rhetorical question, and that is, do we want to come into God's end?
今天早上的问题就是我们愿不愿意进入到神的目的?
Do we want to be those who overcome?
我们愿不愿意成为那些得胜者?
Do we want to be those who finish the race?
我们愿不愿意像那些人是跑完了我们当跑的路?
And I think, of course, the answer is yes.
那当然答案都是是的。
Kind of an interesting thing. If we are those who finish the race, if we are those who are coming into God's will, we are also those who are very happy.
这是一件非常有趣的事。若是我们能够跑完我们当跑的路，若是我们进入到神的旨意里面，
the very,
我们就是有福的人。
The very thing that we're looking for, the very thing that we desire to come into, the very thing that we want to experience every day is available to us if we finish the race, if we overcome.
若是我们跑完我们当跑的路，若是我们是得胜者的话， 我们每天所要经历的那些事情都是我们可以得到的。If
we are those who do God's will.
若是我们是遵行神旨意的人。
This morning we looked at that one loaf of bread.
今天早上当我们看见了一个饼的时候
And in one small picture we see all of what's been on God's heart as far as His will is concerned.
在这个饼的上面我们就看见神旨意的一个小影
And for every believer there is a grain of wheat in that bread that is represented of each one of us.
就着我们每一个信徒而言在那个饼的里面都有一粒麦子 是代表我们的
Now it's a picture because the loaf would be so big this room cannot contain it.
因为这只是一个图画，因为否则的话，这个饼要变得很大，这个房间就不能够容纳了。
Because this loaf started to be put together 2,000 years ago.
因为在2000年以前，这个饼就开始被放在一起。
And ever since that time, there has been additional seed crushed, put into that loaf and baked.
经过时间就有更多的麦子被磨碎了然后被烤起来成为一个饼
And that's why our brother said the table is something very precious
就像我们弟兄说的这个饼这个桌子是非常宝贵的
It's something eternal
是永远的
It's the very will of God
就是神的旨意
And to think that all of us here have the opportunity to enter into that
想到我们在座的每一个人都有这个机会能够进入。
It sounds very simple.
听起来非常简单。
Like we were talking yesterday, the day before yesterday, my son said, it is so simple, but we often stumble over.
就像我儿子星期五跟我讲一样，就是非常这些事情非常简单，但是却成了我们的绊脚石。
There is the opposition of the enemy that constantly is deceiving and blinding.The simplicity of what we can enter into, the will of God.
仇敌常常借着各样的事情叫我们不能够看见，来欺骗我们，叫我们不能够进入神旨意的，简单的进入神的旨意。
And of course, we deal with another enemy, and that is ourselves.
那我们还有另外一个仇敌，就是我们的己。
And burying this self where it is zero is a very difficult thing for man to do.
要我们把自己完全的埋葬变成零对人而言是件非常难不简单的事。
Because ever since we have been born, there's something in us that wants to become something big.
因为自从我们出生以后在我们里面就有一个东西要成为伟大的人。
How can something who desires, who is born, who is taught by the environment to be big, how can this thing ever become small? How can it decrease?
我们既然从我们生来具有就想要变成伟大的，我们也被有这样子的教导。那我们这样子的人怎么能够把自己成为零？
Every cell in our body wants to really increase, just like it naturally does, multiplies. It wants to, even in our spirit, increase, be prideful, be proud, be arrogant.
就像在天然里面，细胞会自然的增多，我们里面的每一个细胞也都想要让自己变得更伟大，变得更骄傲，更多。
Oh, to be something glorious. Oh, to have our name on the front page of the paper.
或者是成为得到很大的荣耀，或者是让我们的名字能够成为头条的新闻。
Oh, to be recognized even in our home.
或者是在家里面也被人尊敬。
To be recognized at work.
在工作里面被人尊敬。
Be recognized in the fellowship.
在聚会里面也被人敬仰。
We will learn scripture. We will try and learn how to pray, just to be seen, to be recognized as someone spiritual.
我们学习圣经，我们学习如何来祷告，好让别人能够看见我们，觉得我们是非常属灵的。
So this burying thing, is a difficult thing.
所以埋葬这件事情实在是一件非常难的事。
There's only room for one glory in our life.
在我们的生活里面只有一个地方能够有荣耀。
We have a very jealous God.
我们有一个忌邪的神。
And he wants all the glory.
他要得到完全的荣耀。
All the glory.
完全的
荣耀。He does not share with us.
他不愿意与我们分享他的荣耀。
So this battle royal goes on.
所以在这边就有看见有一个征战。
I want to become someone.
我要成为什么一个伟大的人
You want to become someone.
你要成为一个伟大的人
You want to be seen.
你要被人能够看见
And Jesus comes along and says, I want to be seen through you.
但是主耶稣来说，我愿意要借着你彰显，被彰显出来。
So we're told, just like Christ did. Just like Christ did.
就让基督来做嘛。
And as one sister told me yesterday, how do you come into the reality of that?
但是就像一个姊妹昨天问我说，你如何进入，实际的进入那一个。
We know the ideal.
我们知道这个理想。
I think a lot of people in this room could sit down right now and categorize, could put down the doctrine of how we must decrease and how Christ wants to raise up.
我想我们在座的有很多人都能够坐下来把它仔细的写出来，我们是如何要让基督在我们里面兴旺，我们自己如何衰微。
And declare that the Lord wants to be in that preeminent place, number one.
并宣称主要站在那个首位。
How do we do it?
但是我们如何来做这件事呢?
I used to have a partner. And I used to come up with some ideas. And he always would come back with, how do we implement? How do we do it?
我以前有跟我一起做事的人，我总是有一些的计划，然后他就问我说，你到底怎么做？那我们怎么应该把它实行出来呢?
When we looked at the cup around the table this morning, we saw also the cup, the cup at the table.
今天早上我们看见桌子上的
And we saw a picture of our Lord's love.
我们看见我们主对我们的爱。
He does not want to confuse us.
他不愿意使我们混淆。
The Lord who made the universe.
他创造了这个宇宙。
Who put everything into place.
他把所有的事情东西都摆在这宇宙里。
Did not create us to confuse us.
他并不是来造我们，叫我们觉得很混淆。
He did not set the ideal up here and say, take a shot at it, try and reach it.
他并不是把一个目标放在那边，然后说，那你们自己去想办法达到吧。
The God who made this universe expected every single one, made provision so that all of us could enter in. And that means everyone in this room could enter in to the fullness, the joy, the peace of his love and of his will.
创造天地的神，他也为我们有所预备，让我们每一个人都能够进入他的丰满，进入他的丰盛，进入他的平安和他的喜乐。
Last week, our brother spoke on the need to have the disposition of Moses.
上礼拜我们弟兄与我们交通到说，我们必须要有摩西的性情。
Was this word given for something for us to?Make an attempt to attain to?
那这样的话是不是叫我们让我们自己想办法试着去达到呢?
I think our brother shared this message with a purpose and with an understanding and with a knowledge that all of us could enter in with that same disposition that was in Moses.
我们弟兄与我们有这样子交通，在他心里面也深信，也盼望我们每一个人都能够进入到这个都能够进入到这个实际有摩西的
A disposition that loved the brethren, loved his fellow men.
有摩西这样的性格是爱他的同胞，爱他的弟兄。
A disposition that wanted to come before the Lord with an unveiled face.
他愿意来到神的面前带着一个敞开的脸。
And here's where it gets a little sticky. A disposition...with a veiled face around our fellow brothers and sisters.
但是在当我们与弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，却是有帕子蒙着脸。
A face that does not want to be seen, that wants to be hidden in Christ.
愿意把自己隐藏在基督里面，不愿意被人彰显出来。
So that the work and the service of the brother is for the glory of the Lord and not himself.
所以一切的服事都是为着神得到荣耀，而不是叫自己得到荣耀。
And of course, that last point where he spoke of Moses offering himself for the people.
最后一点，我们弟兄交通到摩西把他自己献出来，为着众人。
Laying down his life like the Lord did.
把他自己。的生命摆下，就好像我们主一样。
Now again, all of us could maybe come up with the doctrine of laying down our life.
也许我们每一个人都能够在教导方面 来说到我们如何把自己摆下来。
And agree and say this is a wonderful thing.
那他们也会说这实在是一个非常非常好的事。
To be able like Paul when he says in Philippians 2 to esteem others more than ourselves.
就好像保罗在腓立比书第二章所说的，看别人比自己好。
It's a wonderful thought, isn't it?
这实在是一个非常好的思想。
But let's just take stock this morning of ourselves. Do we really come into that where we think more of others than ourselves?
让我们今天好好的对自己问一问，说我们是不是看别人比自己更好呢？
I think if we're honest at all, we have to say, no, I'm really centered on one person, and that's myself, and then my family, and maybe a little bit of others I think of.
但是我们若是诚实的说的话，我们并没有这样子做到。我们常常以自己为中心，以自己的家庭为中心，或者是一个在有其他的几位弟兄姊妹们而已。
This intercessory prayer disposition that Moses had is not only our potential, but we can enter into it.
摩西这样子的代祷的性格是我们可以进入的。
How do we?
但是我们如何进入呢？
Well, there's one word, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
那只有一句话，就是基督在你们里面成了荣耀的盼望。
I think 2 weeks ago we all appreciated that word, Christ in you, the confidence of expressing God.
就像两个礼拜以前弟兄所交通的，基督在我们里面成为我们的把握，成为我们的盼望。
And a paraphrase, that's really what that verse is, Christ in us, the confidenceof expressing God's nature.
基督在我们里面成为我们的信心，像我们能够彰显神的荣耀。
Glory is simply expressing God's nature.
荣耀就是彰显神的性情。
What a thought this morning. I don't think there is a higher human thought than the thing. And there's the thought higher than money, brothers and sisters.
这个是比金钱的思想更高的，在人类里面没有一个思想比这个更高。
There's a thought much higher than that.
有一个思想比这个更高的。
And that is expressing the very nature of God.
就是我们能够彰显神自己的性情。
But how, again, do we come into that?
那我们再问，那我们如何来做呢？
It's so easy. We hear these words, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But how do we?
我们听到基督在我们里面成了荣耀的盼望，好像很简单，但是我们如何来达到呢？
One of the ways that we attempt to, and that is through learning.
有一个我们试着想要去达到的，就是借着学习。
And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
我们等一下会再更多的讲到那一方面。
Often, I think it is good when we take a particular subject in the Bible is to go back to the beginning and see what the state was before the fall, what the situation really, what really was on God's heart.
有时候这样子做是非常好，就是我们把圣经里面的某一个主题，然后我们回到人在人还没有堕落以前是怎么样的情形，我们就在那边查考，看看神的心意到底是什么。
Even before the fall of Satan, we see God and his son,and angels in complete harmony.
在撒旦堕落以前，我们看见神、儿子和圣灵，他们是在一个完全的合一、和谐的光景里。
There was no competitiveness.
在他们中间没有任何的竞争。
There was perfect fellowship.
在里面有完美的交通。
There was no striving for position.
他们没有人争抢任何的地位。
And so in that picture there, we see really,what the goal is, what God is after.
在那个图画里面我们就看见真正神所要得着的是什么。
And then something happened, which all of us can relate to, is that one person wanted to step out of bounds.
那 有一件事情发生了，我们每一个人 也都会有这样的经历，就是有一个人他要出来，他愿意要有 更高的。
This person was really an angel, and he was the most beautiful angel, the most intelligent of all angels.
他是一位天使，他是一位最美丽的天使，最聪明的天使。
And something entered his heart that all of us can relate to, and that is, I want to become something else.
在有一个东西进入到他的心里，他就是我要成为什么东西。
Of all the created beings, I am number one, but I want to be equal with the Creator.
在所有受造之物，我虽然是第一的，但是我要与造物者同等。
A jealousy entered his heart.
嫉妒的心进入他的心。
A pride entered Lucifer, the son of the morning's heart.
骄傲进入这早晨之子路斯佛的心。
And God kicked him out of heaven.
神就把他赶出从天上赶下来。
And a third of the angels with him.
有三分之一的天使都与他一同被赶下来。
And then we move to Genesis 1 and the second verse.
那我们就到了创世纪第一章第二节。
In the first verse, Genesis 1:1, we see God created the earth.
在创世纪第一章第一节，我们看见神创造了天地。
God created the heaven.
神创造了天。
And it's in this verse that we see perfect harmony.
在这一节圣经里面，我们看见有完美的和谐。
But something happened, and we just talked about it between verse 1 and verse 2.
但是有一些事情发生了，就是我们刚刚所讲的事情是发生在第一节和第二节中间。
A self-willed, independent, rebellious angel, Lucifer, became prideful.
自我为主，自我主义的，骄傲的天使，他就成为，变成非常的骄傲。
And evidently he was given this earth to inhabit, to have dominion over.
那他，神就把这个地给了他。
And it's always been God's plan to be number one.
在神的心意里面，他愿意成为第一位。
That's why he wants and demands to be first in our lives.
所以他也愿意在我们，而且他要在我们的生活中成为首位。
And so God's plan really was not completely over. It wasn't over at all when Lucifer was kicked out.
所以当路斯佛他被赶出来以后，神的计划并没有完了。
And so God set in motion a plan to restore, to recover everything back under his domain again.
所以神就开始了他恢复的工作，要把一切的事情都再恢复到他的掌管之下。
And guess how he chose to do that?
你猜他怎么做呢？
He took dummies like you and I to accomplish this.
他借着像你我这样子的傻瓜来做这样的事情。
It's an incredible thought.
这实在是一个很伟大的思想。
All of the solar systems, all of the universes, there is one area that has been contaminated.
在整个星球，在整个宇宙里面，有一个地方是受到污染的。
And the Lord is not satisfied.
那这是主差的心却不能得到满足。
A perfect God.Wants perfect heavens and earth.
一个完美的神，他要有一个完美的天，完美的地。
And so in Genesis 1:2, the Lord begins a process. And it's very important to us. This is not just history. This is not dead history. This relates to why you and I are sitting here this morning.
从第二节开始，神就开始了他恢复的工作。这个并不只是一个历史。这个对我们是非常的重要，对于我们今天早上在坐在这边的是非常的重要。
The Lord in verse 2 begins to brood by His Spirit over the earth.
在第二节，神就开始神的灵运行在水面上。
Some of you haven't grown up on a farm. Brood doesn't mean much to you, but some of us farm boys, this has a very important meaning to us.
在我们在农场上长大的就觉得说这个运行这是对我们很有意义。
I think I've used the illustration before. We used to have these oil heaters, and they were in the shape of a hood, and we would put maybe 1,000-day-old chickens underneath this warm hood.
我们有一个那个盖子上是用油来热的盖一个盖子上，它是一个很温暖。我们大概把几千只的小鸡都放在下面。
And we call this a brooder.
我们就称这个是一个孵小鸡。
In fact, we even call the building a brooder coop.
我们甚至称为那个建筑物是孵小鸡的地方。
And when the chickens start laying eggs, then we call it a chicken house.
然后当那个鸡开始下蛋的时候，我们就称那个地方为鸡的房子。
But these brooders would hover and keep the temperature at just a little under 100 degrees in there.
这个盖子就让保持里面的温度大概是差不多100度以下。
And this is the word we have here in Genesis 1:2. The Spirit of the Lord began to brood, hover over the face of the earth. It was a frozen.Garbage dump.
在这边是一个冰冻的一个垃圾的场所，但是神的灵就在这边遮盖整个地面。
Satan had completely destroyed it.
撒旦是完全的把这边毁坏了。
And when the Lord turned His face on the earth, it froze.
当神的脸离开这个地面的时候，这个就变成一个冰冻的地方。
Very interesting little word here regarding sharing the gospel.
在这边关于我们交通到传福音方面有一个非常有趣的字。
Before God created anything on that first day, he began to brood over.
在神创造的第一天之前，他就已经开始遮盖了整个地面。
And as we think of the gospel meeting coming up in a couple of weeks,
当我们想到就要来的传福音聚会的时候
，Let us ask the Lord to brood over those who do not know Him.
让愿神的灵先运行在这里。
So when the first day of creation, revelation comes, light, then there will be a prepared heart.
所以当第一天他创造开始有了光，当那个他得到启示的时候，他就已经有预备好的心了。
God used man.
神用人。
To form a beachhead on this earth.
他在神用人形成一个滩头。
Catherine hasn't had any military training.
Catherine 没有任何军事的训练。
It's a beautiful word.
这是一个非常美丽的词。
Because it's the way God always works, starting right back here, and the recovery of the earth, even to today, in an area. He starts with a beachhead.
神从起初他恢复的工作他就是这样做。
God's plan was to take man,
神的计划是要用人。
After he put the earth in order,
在他把整个地球都变得很有秩序以后。
At first day, he had to separate light from darkness.
第一天，他必须把光和暗分开来。
That second day, we see a beautiful picture of the firmament.
第二天，我们就看见整个天空有天空。
Something of heaven.
有一天。
Separating something from just water.
他把水也分开来。
We see the picture of separation.
我们第二天我们就看见分开来的图画。
We see that the heavens are going to rule, that there's heaven is going to have some influence on this thing.
我们看见天在对这一切的事情是有影响力的。
The third day, we got some solidarity, we got some earth.
第三天我们就开始有了
As God separates sea from solid ground.
神就把种子跟土地分开来。
That's important to us because you and I came out of that dust.
这个对我们很重要，因为我们都是从尘土而来的。
But not only that, resurrection came out of that life.
不仅如此，复活的能力也从那边出来。
The third day, resurrection.
第三天就是复活之日。
And of course, the fourth day, God puts things into order. With the sun and the moon, we see authority.
第四天神就把一切的事情天上的光体都分得很有秩序，我们就看见他的掌权。
God has a plan that includes order.
神的计划里面是包括是有秩序的。
And before anything is created, these 4 days, before life is created, these 4 days are put into place.
在生命还没有被创造之前，这四天里面就把这一切事情都放在。
And of course, as we move to that 5th day, we get a little bit more of what God's after as life, living creatures are put on this earth.
到了第五天，神就把活物放在这地上。
And then the 6th day, of course, we come to man.
到了第六天，我们就说到。
And it's through man that the Lord is going to re-again establish His will on this earth.
借着人，他要把他的旨意再建立在这个地上。
He is going to take back that which he lost.
他要把他那所失落的都再拿回来。
And he came up with a marvelous way in which to do it.
他有一个非常好的方法。
But his problems were not over.
但是他的问题还没没有
And we're not going to dwell on this long, but you all know the story. Man became like Lucifer, son of the morning.
但是人却像这个早晨之子路斯伯一样。
He wanted to be able to reason.
他要愿意要能够讲理由。
He wanted to be able to use his mind and be able to think.
他要用他的思想。
Think independently of God.
他要自己要有独立的思想。
We've been given a mind, but it's to be in junction with the mind of Christ.
我们有一个心智，但是我们这个心智是要与基督的心智相合的。
It's at this point that the Lord begins to start His final.His final plan.
在从这里开始，神就开始了他最后的计划。
It's through this word man.
就是借着人。
When God says, I'll make man after my own image.
对，神说我要照着我的形象造人。
He already knew that it would have to be God influenced to accomplish this recovery.
因为他已经知道他必须他自己来具有影响力才能够恢复才能够达成这个恢复的工作。
We already said Satan was a super genius.
我们已经说过了撒旦是非常聪明的人。
There was no way that a man could come on this earth and of his own power, of his own volition, of his own mind, be able to take back that which was usurped by the enemy.
人在这个世上没有办法用自己的能力用自己的思想或者用自己的志愿来取回那个被撒旦所篡夺的。
At first, everything was okay with Adam and Eve.
刚刚开始的时候对亚当和夏娃一切都是好的。
There was that harmonious state.
他们有那个非常和谐的光景。
And God says, as long as you eat from this tree of life,
那神对他们说只要你们从这生命树上取果子。
In other words, as long as you're eating of my life, you're possessing my life, my will come forth, and we will begin taking back this earth.
神的意思是说只要你一直从我这边来支取生命从有我的生命在里面我们就能够把这个地球取回来。
This earth which the enemy has taken,
那个仇敌所夺去的地方
is going to come back under my authority through you, so you have a dominion over it.
在我的掌管之下借着你的管理能够取回来。
This would be accomplished only through no rebellion.
必须在一个不违反叛神的情况之下
no independent thinking,
没有独立的思想
no self-will,
没有自己的意思
and of course Adam and Eve violated this.
那当然亚当和夏娃也在这方面失败了
and for the next 4,000 years,
在然后以后的4000年
the Lord does an interesting thing.
神做了非常有趣的事
He's a veryslow methodical teacher.
他是一个非常缓慢有计划的老师。
And for 4,000 years, he demonstrates to man.
在4000年来他一直向人显明一件事。
Man's absolute inability to take back this ground.
人自己 是完全没有办法把这个地取回来。
That he is no match for the enemy.
他不能够与这个仇敌 相匹配。
He gave us a covenant.
他给我们一个约。
Told us to keep this covenant.
他叫我们要持守这个约。
Love the Lord thy God with all our heart. Really didn't have to go any farther than that. Just the first commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, all thy strength. And you will take back this ground.
只要我们遵行第一个诫命，就是你当尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神的话，我们就能够把这个地取回来。
But of course, man could not keep it.
但当然人是没有办法遵行的。
And God spent year after year, 100 years, century after century, exposing man.
神日复一日，年复一年，一个世纪又过了一个世纪，他向人显明。
God often came in the Old Testament and he blessed and he helped Abraham.
在旧约里面我们看见他来寻找亚伯拉罕，他来祝福他。
And thank the Lord, there were those who saw what God had put in place.
我们感谢神，在是有一些人他们实在看见了神的目的是什么。
Abraham saw what it was all about.
亚伯拉罕看见了。
And therefore, he was willing to follow the Lord.
因此他情愿的来跟随主。
But simultaneously with Abraham, there was Lot.
同时在亚伯拉罕的时候也有罗德。
What a sad scenario.
这是何等悲哀的一个情景。
The Bible says that Lot was righteous.
圣经上告诉我们罗德是一个义人。
How many of you would like to have your name in the Bible saying you're a righteous person?
多少人愿意有自己的名字在圣经里面，然后被称为是一个义人呢？
Well, I think that a lot of us personally can identify with Lot.
我想我们许多人能够明白罗德的那个心。
We have accepted Christ.
我们已经接受了基督。
This dead spirit in us has been enlivened by the Spirit of God.
我们这个已经死掉的灵已经被神的灵所复苏。
But rather than walking by faith like Abraham did, we begin to depend upon our mind to walk.
我们不像亚伯拉罕那样子凭着信心来跟随主，我们是用我们自己的思想。
We depend upon our reasoning ability.
我们来靠着我们自己讲理由的能力。
We depend upon our lust.
我们靠着我们自己的欲望。
Lot looks and he says, that looks like a good area to live. I will live there.
罗德看那个地是非常好的，他就说我要住在那个地方。
Abraham says, I want to go where God puts me.
但是亚伯拉罕却说神要怎样带领我，我就去。
Abraham says, I want to go where there's fellowship with God.
亚伯拉罕说我要去一个地方，在那里是与神能够有交通的。
How we choose today.And make decisions today the way the world makes decisions.
我们今天的决定就像世人的决定一样。
Lot was a believer.
罗德是一个信主的人。
But he fell short of the recovery work that God wanted to do.
但是他却亏缺了神恢复的工作。
Difference between Jacob and Esau.
在雅各和以扫的不同。
Sad to say, Esau never even entered into that initial state of salvation.
更可悲的是，以扫根本没有进入那个第一步的救赎。
He despised his birthright. He despised Christ.
他轻看他长子的名分，他轻看基督。
And we spent a few months ago considerable time on that subject.
在几个月以前，我们曾经交通到那个题目。
Jacob didn't look like much.
雅各看起来并没有什么。
We would have chosen Esau in today's economy every time over Jacob.
在今天这个社会里面，我们宁可选择以扫。
But in God's record, Jacob was the prince of Israel.
但是在神的记录里面，雅各却是以色列的君王。
He saw himself absolutely a despicable person.
他看见他自己实在是一个一无所有的人。
He recognized there needed to be another man.
他看见一件事情，就是必须要有另外一个人。
And as he looked down history, a couple thousand years, he put his trust in that one new man.
他看见将来的世界的时候，他就把他的信心放在神的里面。
Abraham did the same.
亚伯拉罕也做同样的事。
Caleb did the same.
加勒也做同样的事。
Let's look at Caleb's life for a minute.
让我们来看看加勒的生活。
Numbers 13:30.
民数记三十章。
Just going to use this one example because it sums up in a sense really what I want to say regarding this Old Testament time.
这实在是就是把我今天所要讲的有关于旧约这方面的做了一个总结。
Numbers 13 and the 30th verse.
民数记十三章三十节，对不起。
13:30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we shall surely overcome it. We shall take possession of our inheritance."
民数记第十三章三十节，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
We shall surely take our inheritance, which is Christ, this new man.
我们是能够得着我们的产业，就是这个新人，就是基督。
Numbers 32:12.
民数记第三十二章第十二节。
Let's just start with the 11th verse, 32:11, to pick up the context. None of the men, this is God swearing now. God swears and says, none of the men who came up from Egypt, from 20 years old and upward shall see the land, shall see Christ. Which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, for they did not follow me fully. Except Caleb.
从第十一节开始读，这是耶和华启示，说凡从埃及上来二十岁以外的人，断不得看见我对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许之地，就是基督，因为他们没有专心跟从我，唯有加勒。
Joshua.
约书亚记。
14.
十四章。
13.
十三。
Joshua 14:13. So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb.
于是约书亚为加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。
The son of Jephunneh for an inheritance.
耶弗尼的儿子加勒。
We see Caleb entering in to the fullness of what God intended.
我们看见加勒完全的进入到基督的丰满，就是神所要给我们的。
And the capstone to this thought takes us back to Numbers again.
在这个的头顶时，让我们又回到
Numbers 14:24, very familiar verse. Our children learn this in Sunday school next door when they're very small.
这是一节非常熟悉的经节，在我们孩子们还小的时候，他们就在逐日学到这节圣经。
And this is the point we want to see.
这是我们要看到的。
But my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit, has followed me fully.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心智，专一跟从我。
Here we don't see anything, as far as Caleb being more learned.
在这边我们看见加勒并不是一个没有看见说他是一个很有学问的人。
We don't see Caleb having a higher IQ.
我们并没有看见说加勒是有一个更高的智商。
Or more naturally zealous.
或者是有天然的热心。
He did have physical energy.
他是有身体上的力量。
At 85, Caleb could do exactly what he did at 45.
他当他85岁的时候，他还能够做他在45岁能够做的事情。
I don't think there's too many of us here 85 this morning, but I know I can't do now what I used to do at 25.
我想我们在座并没有很多85岁的人，但是我知道一件事情，我现在没有办法做我25岁时能够做的事情。
Or 35 or 45.
甚至是35岁或45岁时候。
But the strength of Caleb, he had a different spirit.
但是加勒有的的能力是因为他有另外一个灵。
He found out how to do it.
他发觉了是来如何做。
It wasn't a majority sport.
这并不是一个大多数人所喜欢的。
Two men, Joshua and Caleb, over 20, entered the land.
凡是在以色列人过20岁的人，只有约书亚和加勒进入。
Maybe out of a million, a couple million men and women, we have two people.
也许是在几百万人之中只有两个人。
Don't let that discourage us. God intends to make provision for all of us to enter in.
不要让这个让你觉得很泄气，因为神的目的，神的盼望是要叫我们每一个人都进入，他也为我们预备了。
Tomorrow, when we face the opposition like Joshua and Caleb did, we have a spirit available to us.
当明天我们像加勒跟约书亚一样遇见一些反对的事情的时候，我们知道我们有另外一个灵。
And it's very important, brothers and sisters. It's the only way that we can take back this ground that the Lord intends us to take back.
弟兄姊妹们，这是唯一的方法，我们能够夺回神要我们夺回的地。
We're not going to take it back by coming here today and just singing a few praise songs.
我们并不能够说今天早上来到这边唱几首赞美的诗歌就能够做到。
We're not even going to take it back by knowing everything in this book.
我们即使知道圣经里面的每一个事情，我们也没有办法把这地夺回来。
It says in Corinthians that the letter of this law, knowing the doctrine of this law, kill.
在哥林多书信的里面告诉我们说，律法。的字句是叫人死。
Do you know how that works?
你知道这怎么样做吗？
Well, we can learn freely from nature.
我们可以从自然来学。
Every time you and I learn the most simplest thing, we are proud.
我们每一次学到一件非常简单的事情，我们马上就很骄傲。
This past week I was helping David ride his bike.
过去这礼拜我在教 David 骑脚踏车。
And I think most of you know David is my grandson.
我想你们大部分都知道 David 是我的孙子。
And I had mixed emotions about helping him learn.
当我在教他怎么样学习的时候，我心里有很复杂的感觉。
I really didn't appreciate that he was fearful.
我实在是不是很喜欢，因为他很害怕。
And that he didn't want me to let go.
他不要让我放手。
But I also didn't want him to, in one sense, to learn how to ride.
另外一方面我也要他赶快学会怎么骑。
Because he would go from fear to arrogance.
因为他马上就会从一个惧怕变成骄傲。
He would immediately look to the neighbor girl, show off, and run into something.
他马上看看邻居的女孩子就非常得意，然后就撞到什么东西。
So we have man's dilemma.
我们就看见这个人悲哀的光景。
Tomorrow we're either fearful of the situation,Or we are overconfident of the situation.
明天我们并不是惧怕这个情形，我们就是过于自信。
Now man works in philosophy, through social classes, through everything you can imagine, to bring those two together.
人是尽量想把借着各这样哲学任何事情把这两件事情摆在一起。
Coaches are always working on this particular area.
教练特别在这方面都很强调。
How to build the confidence up.
如何把这个自信建立起来。
We used to have a football coach, and when we went up to the big school, all week long, he was encouraging us, and he would tell us, you're bigger than them.
我们过去有一个足球教练，我们每次要跟一个比较好的学校打球的时候，整个礼拜他就对我们说，你们比他们更好，你们比他们更好。
And he would say, I hear that two or three of them got hurt.
或者跟我们讲说，我听说他们有两三个人受伤了。
Trying to get our confidence up.
想尽办法把我们的自信心建立起来。
And guess what? We beat them.
然后我们真的就打赢了。
But guess what happened? The next week, we had a pushover team.
那第二个礼拜我们遇到另外一个不太好的球队。
And any coach that's been in the business very long knows they're in for trouble.
然后
they're in for trouble.
他们来是有问题。
Because this is an easy team.
因为这是一个很比较容易对付的球队。
They beat the superior team.
我们既然已经打胜了那个强的球队。
Pride sets in.
就很骄傲。
We're gonna go in there.
我们就进到那里。
And get kicked.
然后就被踢来踢去。
So what does the coach do?
那教练怎么做呢？
So the coach says, they're really improved. We really gotta get up for this thing. They are really an improved team.
教练就告诉我说，他们现在是非常有进步了，我们必须要准备好。
And this is the way the world tries to handle this.
这就是这世界用世界的方法来在看这件事情。
Trying to walk this tightrope of not being stupidly arrogant and not being afraid.
好像走在一条非常窄的绳子上面，不要太骄傲，也不要太自信。
And of course, all you have to do is open today's paper and just see from the high officials all the way down, we fail miserably.
那你若是打开报纸，你就看见从上到下，我们完全的失败。
But how did Abraham do it?
但是亚伯拉罕是怎么样做的？
How did Caleb do it?
那迦勒是怎么做的呢？
It's a different spirit.
他们有一个不同的灵。
No one's ever learned that spirit.
没有一个人能够学那个灵。
No one's ever meditated for day in and day out in a monastery and ever got that spirit.
在那修道院里面，他们成天默想，他们也没有办法得到这个灵。
As God moves into this recovery process through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we move into the judges and we see complete failure.
这样当时在神这个恢复的工作里面，他从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，当我们进入到士师记的时候，我们看见完全的失败。
Read the book of Judges.
请你读一读士师记。
If you want a good cry.
若是你想要好好的哭一场的话。
Three words come out in that Judges.
在士师记里有三个字。
I'll summarize those three words, and you won't have to read it.
我告诉你们这三个字，你们就不需要读。
Number one, we see the word.There was no king.
第一个字就是在那边没有王。
And everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
他们没有王，他们个人做他们认为好的事情。
Number two.
第二点。
The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
以色列人他们做神耶和华神所恨恶的事。
And third.
第三个。
The children cried unto the Lord.
他们就向神呼求。
So you just see this.Up and down life, up and down life.
你们看见这个上上下下的一个生活。
Very representative of our life.
实在是很能够代表我们今天的生活。
Man trying to pull himself up.
人想要自己站起来。
He cries out to the Lord.
他向神呼求。
Gideon is filled with God's spirit.
基甸充满了神的灵。
He leads the people into a great victory.
他带领百姓进入到一个很大的得胜里。
The people disregard the spirit that was behind that victory.
但是百姓却没有看见在他后面的那个灵。
And they dissipate.
然后他们又分开。
They think low.
他们又落下去。
They cry out to the Lord.
他们又在向神呼求。
The Lord lifts up a person.
神又在兴起一个人。
And there's repentance.
然后那边有了悔改。
From this we start to get a clue of the answer.
所以在这边我们可以慢慢看见我们答案的要点在哪里。
And that is a continual state of repentance.
就是一个一直持续不断的活在悔改里面。
Every 24 hours, starting afresh.
每一天24小时我们就在重新开始。
If the next time you repent is next Sunday, I dare say there's going to be times during the week where you're going to be separated from God.
若是你下一个在神面前有悔改的心是下一个主日的话，那我就很难说你在这个里面会有时间不是与神分开来的。
The Lord is about His business.
神是看顾他自己的事。
And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, the Lord is going to get a people.
弟兄姊妹们，我要告诉你们说，神要得着他要得着的。
That's going to take back this whole earth.
他们要把这整个地夺回来。
For Himself.
是为了他自己。
And at the end of the judges, at that low point,
在四世纪最后的时候，在他们落在低谷的时候。
It's a big turning point.
在那边有一个很大的回转。
Something is introduced, never been introduced before.
有一件事情是从来没有人所想的。
And one person saw it.
有一个人看见。
Turn to Samuel 1.
请翻到
First Samuel 1.
撒母耳记上第一章。
All the difference between Hannah and Peninnah.
Hannah 和毕尼拿的区别。
I've always had trouble with this story.
我总是觉得不太明白这个故事。
How could someone want a child so badly and then just give him to the Lord?
为什么有一个人他这么想要得到一个孩子，然后却归给神呢？
There's a principle here.
在这边有一个原则。
To come into the deep things, to come into the Spirit of God, it only comes through travail.
我们要进入神深奥的事情，要进入神的心意里面，只有借着苦难。
Probably no woman in the Bible suffered more than Hannah.
我想在圣经里面没有任何一个妇人像哈拿受苦这样多。
The bickering, the heaviness, the death in that family that she lived in.Was unbearable.
他在那个家庭里面所受到的那个压力实在是无法他实在是受不了。
Elkanah, her husband had two wives.
在以利加拿有两个太太。
Peninnah meaning pearl, Margaret is one of them, and of course Hannah meaning grace is the other.
毕尼拿是代表意思是珍珠。然后哈拿的意思就是恩典。
And in the Lord's sovereign way of doing it, Peninnah had children, and Elkanah had none. Excuse me, Hannah had none.
神自己做，这是在神的主权之下，毕尼拿有孩子，但是哈拿却没有。
And this woman Peninnah would ridicule Hannah and make fun of her because she was childless.
因着哈拿没有孩子，所以毕尼拿就常常取笑她。
And even though she had a wonderful husband, Elkanah, who put his arms around her and says, I love you, despite this, it was a very heavy cross in Hannah's life.
即使他的妻子以利加拿是那样的爱他，常常把他的膀臂环绕着他，告诉他说，不管你有没有孩子，我都很爱你。但是他这个在他心里面还是一个十字架，是一个很苦的事。
But Hannah was not.Just upset about her barrenness.
但是哈拿并不是因为她不能够生育，而不高兴。
The travail of that barrenness was the thing that just brought her to her knees.
因着她不能生育这个苦难，就让她屈在神面前。
Like us, a lot of times when we're in pressure, we cry out for help for ourselves.
就好像许多时候，当我们在一个很大的压力之下。我们就呼求神。
But God does an interesting thing often.
但是许多的时候，神却做非常奇妙的事。
He not only helps us with our little petty prayer, this little personal trouble we're having.
他并不只是来帮助我们自己的需要。
But He opens up our eyes to the big picture.
他常常开我们的眼睛，让我们看见一个更大的图画。
And Hannah saw the disgrace of Israel.
Hannah 看见以色列的蒙羞。
Hannah saw that God was not being needs were not being met.
她看见神的需要没有得到满足。
And so she said, "Give me a son. I will consecrate to him. I'll give him right back to you, and let him bring in the king."
她就对耶和华神说，你给我一个儿子，我就把他给你归给耶和华神。让他带进王。
Hannah saw the man child.
哈拿看见了这个男孩子。
Hannah saw that the answer was the one new man.
他看见了这个答案就是一个新的新造的人。
We sang this morning that song, "Out of Zion is the joy of a whole earth."
今天早上我们唱那首诗歌，从锡安我们就发出欢呼。
Israel was a pathetic place at that point.
在那个时候，以色列实在是在很可怜的光景里面。
Her misery in her home was just a small picture of everything around her that was besetting.
那哈拿在家里面所受到的 那一点的苦难，就是一个是整个以色列光景的一个小影而已。
And so the Lord answered that prayer.
所以主回答了，神回答了他的祷告。
And God begins moving in his man.
神就慢慢开始带进了他的人。
And Samuel is born, you know the story, he's a Nazarite, which means he's absolutely consecrated to the Lord.
撒母耳被生下来，他是一个拿细耳人，那就是表示他是完完全全归给耶和华的。
And probably around 3 years of age, she gave him to the temple to serve.
大概在他三岁的时候，他就把他他母亲就把他带到圣殿里面，把他留在那边侍奉耶和华。
What a story for us parents.
这对我们做父母的人，这实在是一个何等的故事。
Because we here see the real purpose of even having children.
在这边我们真看见有孩子的真正的目的是什么。
Our children are to bring in the king, the one new man.
我们的孩子是要带进君王的，是要带进新造的人。
They are to be representative of Christ.
他们应该是要来代表神基督的。
Not professional people first.
并不是要让他们成为一个专业人才。
Not good citizens.
并不只是要让他们成为
一个好。They are to be that.
好的百姓。
All of those things.
他们也应该是这样子。
But not first.
但是那并不是最重要的。
As parents, we are to pray that they bring in.The Christ child.
我们做父母的，我们必须要来祷告主，求主让他们能够带进基督。
Hannah was one of those little links that picked up that thread way back at the fall of what God was after.
哈拿就是那一个人，他在那边，他是那一个环锁，他把那个在远在堕落以前，神所的心，神的心意把它连起来。
She'd be an incredible link.To the king.
他也是把那个连接到君王的那个环锁。
Remember the first king that Samuel anointed?
你知道撒母耳所高的第一个王是他。
What a great man.
他实在是一个何等伟大的人。
Look at him in First Samuel.
那我们来看一看他在撒母耳记上。
What great potential.
他是有何等大的这个能力。
First Samuel 10:6.
撒母耳记上第十章。
We see a little word again that we're looking at here this morning.
在这边我们看见另外一个词是我们今天早上所注意的。
Verse 6, chapter 10, Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, Saul, mightily, and you shall prophesy with them and be changed into another man.
扫罗第十章第六节，扫罗，耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你就与他们一同说受一同受感说话，你要变为新人。
Tenth verse.
第十节。
When they came to the hill there, behold, a group of prophets met Saul, and the Spirit of God came upon Saul mightily.
扫罗到了那山，有一班先知遇见他，神的灵大大感动他，他就在先知中受感说话。
Sixteenth verse.So Saul said to his uncle, he told us plainly that the donkeys had been found, but he did not tell him about the matter of the kingdom which Samuel had mentioned.
扫罗对他叔叔说，他明明地告诉我们驴已经找着了，至于撒母耳所说的国事，扫罗却没有告诉叔叔。
Saul, you're going to be king.
撒母耳告诉扫罗说你会要做王，
但是
你不要告诉人。
What does Saul do?
扫罗怎么做呢？他就不告诉别人。
It's kind of hard for us to do that, huh?
这个对我们而言会很难。
By the way, there was one other little thing that happened.
有一件事情发生了。
Look at this man. And it gets,
你看看这个人。
It gets better.
渐渐更好。
26th verse.
第二十六节。
And Saul also went to his house at Gibeah.And the valiant men whose hearts God had touched went with him. But certain worthless men said, How can this one Saul deliver us? And they despised him and did not bring him any presents. But Saul kept silent.
第二十六节，扫罗往基比亚回家去，有神感动的一群人跟随他，但有些匪徒说这人怎能救我们呢？就藐视他，没有送他礼物，扫罗却不理会。
Next chapter 12 verse.
下一章第十二节。
Then the people said to Samuel, Who is he that said, Shall Saul reign over us? Bring those men that we may put them to death. But Saul said, Not a man shall be put to death this day, for today the Lord has accomplished deliverance in Israel.
百姓对撒母耳说，那说扫罗岂能管理我们的是谁呢？可以将他交出来，我们好杀死他。扫罗说，今日耶和华在以色列中施行拯救，所以不可杀。
Saul had just taken 330,000 men and had a tremendous victory over the Ammonites.
扫罗才带了三千多人去，三十万人有了很大的得胜。
Probably one of the greatest altar calls any man has ever had.
他这大概是没有一个人能够在呼召像他这么大了。
Saul hears that these Ammonites are besieging Jabesh.
这些亚玛利人正在
Jabesh Gilead 11:1
在欺负基列亚比。
When Saul hears it, what does he do? Remember that story?
那当那个扫罗听见他怎么做呢？
He's out in the field plowing.
他在田里面在那边分地。
So immediately takes his oxen, he cuts them up into pieces and he sends it all over Israel and says, the person who does not come and fight and get rid of these Ammonites, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to get caught up just like these oxen.
他立刻把他的牛就切成块，托付使者传送到以色列全境，说凡不出来跟随扫罗的，也必这样切开。
What an altar call! 330,000 people said, "I come forward."
那他这样子一呼召，就有三十万人来跟随他。
And the people said, "Who are these goofballs? They were just saying, 'We want to get rid of Saul.'"
但是那些有些人就问说，是哪些人说扫罗岂能管我们的呢？
Saul was not petty. He said, "Don't touch him."
但扫罗并不是一个很小气的人，他就
说， "This is the Lord's
victory." 这个是神的得胜，不要碰他们。
Saul had a different spirit.
扫罗有一个不同的灵。
Why do I mention Saul?
为什么我要提到扫罗呢？
Because it stops right there.
但是因为他就停在那里。
Just like many of us.
就好像我们一样。
We've entered in. We've touched something.
我们进去了，我们摸到了什么。
We recognize God has come in.
我们发现神来了，神在这里。
There is some fruit.
在这边有一些果子。
There's some power.
在这边有能力。
The Lord blesses us and we don't take the glory.
当神祝福我们的时候，我们不自取荣耀。
And then something else.
但是在我们里面有一些东西。
It's an interesting story. Finish the reading it sometime.
这是一个非常有趣的故事，有时间的话，您自己能够把这个故事读完。
Probably one of the saddest stories.
这恐怕是一个很悲哀的一个故事。
Because Saul was to be what David became.
因为扫罗是要成为像大卫那样子的人。
And he wasted it.
但是他却浪费了。
And so Saul gave way to a man after God's own heart.
所以扫罗就把他的王位给了那个合神心意的人。
What a different man he was.
那个人是一个何等不同的人。
David.
就是大卫。
God finally gives us the best picture of what he's after.
神最后终于让我们看见了一个他所要得着的一个他心意的图画。
There's no man in the Bible that we have a better picture of in the Old Testament than David.
在旧约里面没有一个人像大卫，我们能够有看到这么好的一幅图画。
How do we know so much about David?
我们为什么能够这么我们为什么能够知道大卫呢？
The Psalms.
因为从诗篇。
All of these Psalms depict his emotions, his sentiments, his pain, his suffering. It's all written there.
这些诗篇就表达了他心里面的痛苦，他心里面的思想，他的情感。
How he overcame great promotion and prestige and fame.
他如何能够胜过那些尊贵的地位，胜过那些高迁的位。
Overcame by not letting that go to his head.
他能够胜过他，不让那个在他里面占有地位。
How he would sink to the lowest of despair when his own son took the throne from him.
他如何又落到最低的落到灰心的里面，就是当他的儿子夺了他的王位。
How he could be a nobody rejected by his parents as a shepherd.
他怎么样能够成为一个不被他父母所重视的人？他不过是一个牧羊人。
And rise to a position of king, known even in the secular and appreciated by the secular world today.
他又如何能够升到一个最高的王位？即使今天在世上的人都也知道他。
There is so much we understand and know about the one new man, the Lord Jesus, through this man, this type.
从这个人里面，从这个预表里面，我们能够看见有许多的我们能够看见基督，就是那个新人。
David was the apex of the Old Testament. He was the top.
大卫是在旧约里面最高的一点。
But he fell way short.
但是他也是亏缺了。
Not even close.
并不能够完全达到。
The best of men.
他是一个最好的人。
The best of men like Saul had great potential.
一个伟大的人像扫罗，他也有这个可能性。
People like Abraham, such vision, but went down to Egypt twice.
亚伯拉罕这样的人，他有这样的看见，但是他却下到埃及。
Gripped by fear of starvation.
因为他害怕饥饿。
Oh, brothers, how quick we make decisions when.We're pushed in a corner.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们到一个角落的时候，我们是很快的就会做决定。
But the Lord didn't leave us there.
但是主并没有把我们留在那里。
We read in Ephesians there's one new man.
我们读到以弗所书那边告诉我们有一个新人。
Where do we come into this whole picture?
那我们在这个整个图画里面，我们进入到什么呢？
First of all, we've been born again.
第一个就是我们是重生的。
And I want you just to erase that thought for a minute and put born from above.
我愿意你们把这个字先涂去，让我看见是我们是从上面生。
It is so much more clear and so much more meaning to be born from above than to be born again.
我们若是从上面生的，比仅仅重生好像有更多的意义。
The very spirit that Caleb possessed, the very spirit that was in Saul.The very spirit that was in David is what born us from above.
那在加勒里面的灵，那在大卫里面的灵，那在扫罗里面的那个灵，就是来生我们的。
It's sad to say this is where many can't stop right there.
但是很可惜，许多人就停留在那里。
I got a ticket to heaven.
我们就已经得到一个票，可以到天上去了。
Some say no.There's something to baptism.
那有些人说，不，应该还要有受浸。
I want to find out about baptism.
那我要知道受浸是什么意思。
Often we learn something. We receive teaching about baptism.
所以我们就学了一些关于受浸的事，学了一些关于受浸的教导。
Even enter into the ordinance of baptism, but really have never seen it, never experienced it.
虽然我们也受了浸，但是我们却很多时候却没有看见这受浸的意义。
And many stop right there.
那许多人也就在那边停下来。
Many get involved in more teaching.
也许有些人就进一步的得到更多的教导。
More learning. Maybe if I just go to seminary.
得到更多的学习，也许我到神学院去。
Let me under a good teacher.
也许我跟一个很好的老师学。
And I'm going to learn myself into this overcoming life.
那我就能够学到这个得胜的生命。
I'm going to learn the spirit of Caleb.
我就能够学这个加勒的灵。
No, I think I'm going to get it in a meeting.
不是的，那也许我应该在一个聚会里面得到。
I'm going to find a place where they worship in simplicity.
也许我找到一个聚会，他们是在一个简单里面来敬拜主的。
And so we come together.
所以我们就聚集在一起。
And we learn to sing praise songs.
那我们就学习唱赞美的诗。
Because we think that praise songs are going to do something.
我们就认为说这些赞美的诗能够做一些个事情。
We're going to learn every song in the hymnary.
或者是我们诗本里面的每一首诗歌我们都学会。
And we're going to learn to sing them in unity in one spirit.
当我们能够再重新合一来唱这些诗歌的时候。
And if it gets a little flat, we'll add a couple guitars to it.
若是唱得不太好的时候，我们就有一些更多的吉他来伴奏。
And for some reason, we're misled that our service, our meeting, our program is going to alter us.
我们就以为说我们的聚会，我们的一些事情能够来改变我们。
It's going to be the thing that brings back and recovers this kingdom, this earth for the Lord, and brings this kingdom.
我们以为这一些就能够把我们带回来，把神恢复的。成就。
It's a beautiful prophecy in Jeremiah about the cornerstone.
在耶利米书有一个很好的预言说到这个。
This thing has to be founded on a cornerstone.
这些事情必须建立在房角石上。
Matthew 21 tells us that.
在马太福音二十一章告诉我
们。This cornerstone comes from. It is the Lord Jesus.
马太福音二十一章就告诉我们，这个房角石就是主耶稣基督。
I stand corrected. Psalm 118, not Jeremiah, is where we get that prophecy.
其实是在诗篇第118篇里面，我们得到那个。
That cornerstone is what determines that building.
这个房角石就是来决定这整个建筑物的。
We cannot build on anything else.
我们不能够在任何的根基上建造。
That cornerstone, if it's supposed to be 90 degrees, if it's 91, you're going to have a flared building.
那个房角石必须是90度垂直的，或是你是在一个91度的角度上的话，那个建筑物就会倾倒。
Beautiful prophecy. Let's just look at it. Psalm 118:22.
诗篇第118篇22节。
Because we sing a wonderful verse.Of a hymn related to this verse. Psalm 118:22, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
诗篇第118篇22节，匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice in it.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
The Lord is the foundation of this day. It is His Spirit.
主就是我们这一天的一个根基。
That is the only reason we can come and rejoice.
这是我们唯一的原因，我们能够在这边高兴欢喜。
Many stop, many fall short.
许多的人就停顿下来。
How are we going to end?The deception and the power of Satan.
我们如何能够来结束撒旦的欺骗的能力呢？
Not learn.
并不是借着学习。
Because what does learning do?
因为学习怎么样呢？
It inflates.
就是叫我们自高自大。
It always inflates.
那就只有叫我们自高自大。
You can learn, and if you learn with your mind, you'll only forget.
你若是用你的脑子来学习的话，常常会忘记。
We're reminded of this Thursday night when Brother Saul was here. He said, "Children of Israel, are the Jews looked at the 4,000 being fed and the 5,000 being fed?" And then he said, "Have you already forgot?"
星期四晚上，少弟兄在这边就跟我们交通道说，那些犹太人他们看见了有4000人得到饱足，有5000人。但是主问他说，你们忘记了吗？
And what Jesus was saying was, of course, amen, of course you forgot. The Spirit hasn't come.
主耶稣的意思是说，你们试了，是你们已经忘记了，因为圣灵还没有来。
So we try to learn. You cannot learn Jesus.
因为我们常常想要来学，我们并没有办法来学主耶稣。
See, we become proficient in math because we learn it, we study it.
我们数学很好，是因为我们在那边仔细的研读。
You can't study the Spirit for 50 years and think that it's going to possess you.
你可以花50年的时间都来研读圣灵，以为它能够来，你能够得到它。
It never happened.
那永远不会发生的。
There has to be a place for the Spirit.
因为我们必须要有一个空位为着他。
We're talking the Spirit of Christ.
我们必须要有一个我们是在说到基督的灵。
It will only occupy a place where there's humility.
我他只会在一个地方，就是在那边有一个谦
卑。It'll only take over an area which there is a dead person.
他只会在只有在那边完全一个人完全在死地的时候，他才能够得到。
Where there is no natural life.
在那边没有天然的生命。
The Lord tests us every day. He's going to test us in your life tomorrow.
神每一天都来测验我们，他明天也会来试验。
How does the Lord test you tomorrow to see if you are dead in Christ?
明天神怎么样来测验你说你是否是已经在基督里是死的呢？
He's going to put some person or something in your life, and he's going to see if that makes you squeal.
他会把一个人或一些事情放在你的生活里面，然后让看看你是不是会动怒。
Let's see if you get mad.
会看你会不会生气。
If you lose your temper.
你或是发了脾气了。
Get frustrated.
或是你非常焦躁。
Get disappointed.
或是非常失望了。
I guess this isn't the day the Lord has made.
那我想说这个大概不是神所定的日子。
Because we don't have the foundation cornerstone in us.
因为我们在我们的里面没有那个根基，没有那个房角石。
It's not possessing our life.
他那个并没有得着我们的生活。
And therefore, we find out very fast that we haven't been buried in Christ.
那我们很快的，我们就发现说，我们并没有埋葬在基督里面。
The answer is a new man.
这答案就是一个新人。
Jesus always, God always had one thing in mind, and that is.Just one new man.
在神里面只有一个心意，就是这个新人。
Before God even created the heavens and the earth, there was that new man.
在神创造天地以前，在他心意里面就有这新人。
And he always knew that it was only through that one new man that he could restore and get what he was after.
他也知道只有借着这个新人，他才能够恢复并得着他所要得到的。
May the Lord save us from trying to do it ourselves.
愿意神拯救我们，叫我们不要靠想靠着自己来做。
Lot went a little ways, and then he started. Oh, I think I'll live over there.
罗德他先走了一步，然后他又说，我想我应该住在那里。
Saul went a little ways, and Samuel said he'd be here on the seventh day, and shoot, it's already noon. So I better offer a sacrifice. I better do the priestly job.
扫罗走了一段路。但是当那天撒母耳跟他说我到第七日就会来的时候，那到了第七日撒母耳还没有来，那扫罗就自己赶快先献祭。
I better do something spiritual around the fellowship. Maybe that'll please God.
也许我应该做一些什么属灵的事物，这样会讨神的喜悦。
No asking of God.
并没有来求告神。
No.Requesting His will,
并没有来寻求他的旨意。
Just doing our thing,
就是做我们自己要做的事情。
May the Lord help us.
愿神来帮助我们。